this reiterates a little what you said, and we're going into a question about the recent slew of political documentaries. Godard said, all narrative Hollywood films are just documentaries of actors acting. So this question is about Lewis Hine.
Can I address that first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you seen Godard's film that's translated to English as The Practice of Love?
Have not.
Well, I like Godard, and I certainly like him more than Spielberg, and he basically reams Spielberg a new asshole.
Thank God.
But I think that it's somewhat hypocritical the way he does it. And I'm saying this from the perspective of somebody who definitely likes Godard more than Spielberg.
Right.
The reason why I say that is that it's a little complicated to get into without going off on a long tangent, but he particularly criticizes the United States' involvement in the Vietnam War, for example, but as anyone even remotely familiar with the history of that war knows, the French really started it and then just kind of handed it over to the Americans as allies. So for me, it's totally hypocritical for any French filmmaker to act as if the French have managed to keep clean hands in these kinds of situations and to demonize Americans. And I think that there are many different strategies to involving audiences in one's political agenda, and that Spielberg has his strategies and Godard has his strategies, and that it's, again, a little bit hypocritical for Godard to criticize Hollywood, who I certainly have my own criticism of, without acknowledging his own strategies. So I think that while I agree with that, I don't think it necessarily would be so hard to apply that statement to Masculine Feminine, for example, or Breathless, or a lot of other Godard films. Maybe all of them. So I'm not really sure that Godard is separate from that criticism of Hollywood.
Right. Yeah, and I'm not so... It's totally out of context, and I don't know if he's using it as a criticism, but here's the question, and we go into Godard a little more, too. So, and yeah, I think what you're talking about is embracing contradiction. And